It's 8:57, and let's say hello now to Dave Chatterton at Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign for a look at the commodity markets. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jim, and happy Friday. It's good to be with you here. And grain markets remain mostly a little bit firm here this morning. We're building on the back of what was a very sharp rally yesterday, as well as another announcement of some U.S. soybean sales to unknown buyers here this morning, thought to be China. And so for the week, we're shaping up pretty decent shape here. We've got corn and wheat lagging just a little bit, each up about 4 to 5 for the week. But beans have made a 30-cent move here this week on the back of those strong export sales. And we've really had two things that have happened so far in the market this week. One has been kind of a shift in the relationship of the global currency differentials. And what we've seen is the dollar work its way down to almost a three-month low, while we've also seen some strength in the South American and the European and Black Sea commodities. And that combination of we've seen the U.S. dollar now recover some 13% versus where it was versus the Brazilian real here just a few weeks ago. That makes these U.S. exports much more competitive in a global standpoint. The markets also this week kind of debunked the early week rumor that the Chinese state buyers were instructed by the Communist Party to no longer purchase U.S. ag products under the Phase One deal. That was immediately kind of turned around. We've seen China be a very active buyer here this week. And based on what we expect now with the values for soybeans rising in South America as those supplies dwindle, as the currencies have come together, we now expect China to continue to be a progression of buying here as we go forward. Maybe not a lot of big sales all at once, but we continue to expect them to come to our market. And that's a very good thing. So that, combined with some very good strength in the macro markets, touched off a little bit of fund short covering this week and a little bit of money flow into the agricultural complex, which we haven't seen in some time, so it's a very welcome thing. It's a sign of some bottoming. We're also watching the weather here. While it's favorable for most of the belt, we've got a few areas in the western corn belt that have turned dry, and we're under a particular bit of a microscope here in central Illinois, Jim, as the rains just keep coming. We've got farmers who just finished replanting on Wednesday out of the rains, now have their ponds back full again and look like they may have to replant some replants. So all of a sudden, there's a little bit more weather risk to deal with here in the market as well. Just real quickly, too, on the outside markets, the jobs numbers certainly beating expectations today. They were up 2.5 million. They were expected to be down almost 8 million. That's a very large miss, but that's got the Dow up over 700 points here this morning. We've got crude oil testing the $40 mark here, a number that we've talked about for some time with OPEC and Russia, putting an agreement together. Gold, which is a safe haven asset, down about $33 this morning. So all signs are kind of helping to float the boat here. We've got a USDA report next Thursday, and should be another interesting week.
Okay. Well, Dave, thank you very much for the report this morning. That's Dave Chatterton with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois.